This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of four nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim-up bar in Punta Cana, or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
This podcast is supported by Morgan Stanley.
Old school wisdom with a passion for what's possible. That's what you get from the Morgan Stanley client experience. You get listening more than talking and a personalized plan built on insights and innovative technology. You get grit, vision, and the creativity to guide you through a changing world. Old school grit, new world ideas. Morgan Stanley.
To learn more, visit morganstanley.com/YUS. Investing involves risk. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC.
Every hour in the US, 75 people are reported missing. What if there was a task force dedicated to bringing them home? That's the story behind the new original drama, Gone, premiering February 27th on WGN America. Starring Chris Noth and Danny Pino, alongside newcomer Levin Ramin, who portrays the newest member of this elite team, a survivor of childhood abduction herself. Don't miss the season premiere of Gone, Wednesday, February 27th at 9, 8 central on WGN America. Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that, for one reason or other, didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, I See You, we took a stroll down the leafy sidewalks of Westfields Boulevard in New Jersey, USA. It was there that in 2014, Maria and Derek Broadus bought what they hoped would become a forever home for themselves and their young children. The proposed move soon turned nightmarish when an anonymous scribe, calling themselves The Watcher, began wreaking havoc with a series of increasingly bizarre and sinister letters addressed to the hapless couple. The content of the letters was enough to scare off the Broaduses, who were forced eventually to abandon their move. To this day, the identity of The Watcher remains a mystery, and their house, which had been put back on the market, remains unsold. Incredibly, however, for such a quiet and seemingly pleasant town, the chilling tale of The Watcher pales in comparison with that of Westfield's most infamous former resident. Not many people notice the man in the smart dark suit, carrying a briefcase in one hand and a rolled-up newspaper in the other, as he took a seat in his usual spot at Westfield train station. It was there he would sit in the autumn of 1971, day after day, arriving dressed for work around 9, yet seemingly content to just read the paper for almost 8 hours, before getting up to leave shortly before 5. Certainly nobody could have quite imagined the thoughts that were running through his head. every day for the previous month. The man, John List, ate breakfast with his wife and three kids, and his mother, who also lived with the family, in their grand 19-roomed three-story mansion on Westfield's Hillside Avenue. Having finished, he would routinely wish them all a good day, then step confidently into the street, before heading off to work at the Jersey City Bank. What he hadn't told them was that he had been laid off weeks ago. And so instead, he did what he had done every working day since, and headed to the local train station, with his tie perfectly placed and a briefcase swinging in his hand. On the morning of Monday, November 7th, however, he had a change of heart. After waving his children off to school, List calmly waited for his wife Helen to take a seat at the kitchen table as she drank her morning coffee, then quietly collected his 9mm Steyr handgun and shot her through the back of her head. Next, he grabbed some sleeping bags from a storage cupboard and spread them out across the boards of the house's opulent ballroom. Picking his wife's dead body from the kitchen floor, he dragged it through to the other room and laid it out on top of the sleeping bags. Returning to the kitchen, he filled up a bucket of hot water and methodically mopped the floor clean of blood, using kitchen towels to pick up the rest of it. Having finished the task, he made his way to the third floor, where he found his 84-year-old mother, Alma, confused as to why her son had not yet gone to work. When she asked what all the noise had been earlier, John replied that it had come from somewhere in the garden, and he had just come up to check that she was okay. It was only then that she saw the gun in his hand. Before she could react, he shot her at point-blank range in the face, just above the left eye, then walked back down to the living room and waited. Sixteen-year-old Patricia was the first to arrive home from school. Minutes later, she too was dead. Also shot at point-blank range in the face, before her body was dragged and placed next to her mother's. 13-year-old Frederick was shot dead a short time afterwards, mere seconds after entering the house. His body was also placed next to his mother's in the ballroom. Having cleaned the house again, List jumped into the family car and made the short drive south to the Westfield High School sports field, where he watched, waving and cheering, as his 15-year-old son, John Jr., played in a soccer match. Collecting him after the game, there was little sign of just what List had done earlier in the day. After letting his son into the house first, List waited for him to head into the kitchen, before following behind and shooting him in the back. It would take another 8 bullets before List was satisfied that his son was dead. As he had done with his wife and other children, List dragged his son's body to the ballroom and laid it down next to the others, then covered up all of their faces. Finally, as a great sense of relief washed over him, List made lunch. After spending one final night in his house, the following morning, List fled the scene. A few days later, letters arrived at the children's schools and their part-time jobs, explaining that the family would be out of town for a few weeks, staying with Helen's mother in North Carolina, with John also having stopped their milk and paper deliveries and rerouted the mail. There was little to be gleaned from outside the pretty mansion of the horrors that were contained within. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, You can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. It was some weeks after John List left his home that neighbours on Hillside Avenue began to wonder why the lights at number 431 appeared to stay on all day and night. Then slowly, as each individual bulb began to flicker out, until finally the house was dark once more, it started to dawn on them that something was very wrong. It was one cold day in December, after fielding a number of calls from concerned neighbours, the two local officers finally paid a visit to the property. Stepping up to the porch, they could just about hear the faint sound of a radio playing from inside, some sort of religious station from what they could gather. However, when they rung the bell, the officers got no response. After trying again to no avail, the pair eventually decided to force open the door and instantly caught a whiff of something putrid from within. Delicately unholstering their guns, they eased open the door and tiptoed inside. Moving slowly through to the kitchen, one of the officers noticed something strange about the various family pictures dotted about the house. All of them had the father's face cut out of them. Moments later, following the fetid smell into the living room, the horrific truth of it all was finally discovered, and the lives of the many residents of Hillside Avenue, and indeed the entirety of Westfield, New Jersey, would never quite be the same again. It wasn't long before police tracked List's car to the parking lot of New York's JFK Airport, but here the trail went cold. Despite the mounting of a nationwide manhunt, the former father of three had completely vanished into the air. Eighteen years later, in May 1989, after being approached by New Jersey's law enforcement, producers of the TV show America's Most Wanted agreed to feature a recounting of the List family murders in a last-ditch attempt to throw up any new leads. Included as part of their presentation was a clay bust that had been specially sculpted by expert forensic artist Frank Bender to give an impression of what the fugitive List might have looked like at that time. The following day, police received a call from a resident of Denver, Colorado, who thought the sculpture bore a striking resemblance to her former neighbor, a gentle church-going man named Bob Clark, who had moved with his wife to the town of Midlothian in Virginia the year before. A few days later, police officers entered the offices of an accounting firm in Richmond, Virginia, where Clark worked as an accountant, and arrested him on suspicion of murder. Clark denied all knowledge of the crimes, until finally, after being confronted with irrefutable evidence, he eventually confessed that he was in fact John List. As it transpired, List had never boarded a flight from JFK Airport after all, having only left his car there as a diversion, before taking the train out of New Jersey, toward Colorado, and eventually settling first in Denver, before moving to Virginia in 1988. List's second wife knew nothing of his past life. In April 1990, John Emil List was convicted of 5 counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to 5 terms of life imprisonment, one for each family member he murdered. He died 18 years later, at the age of 82. Back in December 1971, when forensic officers were picking their way through the List family home, they found a 5-page letter made out to the family's pastor, in which John List attempted to explain his motivations for murdering his family. Aside from his financial concerns at having lost his job and wanting to save himself and his family from the embarrassment of it all, it appeared that List, who was a devout Lutheran Christian, had also become disillusioned with his wife and daughter's growing disenchantment with the church, a feeling which was exacerbated by his daughter's burgeoning interest in studying drama, which he saw as a threat to his Christian ideals. It was List's committed belief that he had to act before the family's Christian credibility became so compromised that his wife and children would no longer be eligible for admittance into heaven. When asked by a journalist in 2002 if he had considered taking his own life after murdering his family, he replied that he hadn't, simply because, as is taught by the Bible, committing such an act would have prevented him from being admitted to heaven himself and reuniting with his family there, which he was still very much looking forward to. It is an argument unlikely to elicit much sympathy from anyone, and yet, for a committed believer such as John, one that could also be argued, makes its own logical but tragic sense. John signed off his letter to his pastor with, "Please remember me in your prayers. I will need them, whether or not the government does its duty as it sees it. I'm only concerned with making my peace with God, and of this I am assured, because of Christ dying even for me. P.S. Mother is in the hallway in the attic, third floor. She was too heavy to move. John." If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplained. Every hour in the US, 75 people are reported missing. What if there was a task force dedicated to bringing them home? That's the story behind the new original drama, Gone, premiering February 27th on WGN America. Starring Chris Noth and Danny Pino, alongside newcomer Levin Ramin, who portrays the newest member of this elite team, a survivor of childhood abduction herself. Don't miss the season premiere of Gone, Wednesday, February 27th at 9/8 Central on WGN America. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com. It's full of hot savings. At CheapCaribbean.com, score an extra $175 off site-wide on vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd. A swim-up bar in Punta Cana or dip your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.